Lindsay, brother and sister, H. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 16, 1900. Dear brother and sister Lindsay, I cannot sleep after 1 o'clock. I rise and dress, and after lifting my heart to God in prayer, I begin a letter to you. We are certainly nearing the close of this earth's history. We need special light from heaven that we may understand the will of God. I have a great desire to see you all. I wish you and your wife could visit us in Currumbong and see the changes that have taken place. I greatly desire that Mother Wessels may soon see that the best thing that she can do with Andrew is to place him in the school at Currumbong, where he will have an entirely different class of associates and where he can be under the special influences of the truth. In the home, in the workshop, in every phase of business, in every branch of education, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It will prove a safeguard to all, both old and young. Young men should be under the very best influences, influences which will secure for them sound, substantial principles. The heart, filled with filial love and confidence, should be turned toward God. The dark sophistries of Satan should be dispersed by the cheering light of gospel truth. Young men should be educated in the school of Christ, that they may obtain a fitness for that home which Christ has gone to prepare for those who love him. I want this scripture to be applicable to Andrew. And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verse 1-7. From the light given me by God, the education that children and youth need is to learn in the school of Christ. This training will never be disappointing. Let the parents and guardians of youth realize that the youth who are easily led astray from God are not in any way prepared to be placed where temptations surround them. Already destitute of spiritual life, constantly transgressing the law of God, preparing to receive the penalty of God's broken law, they need all the help they can get. God gave you all the wisdom of clear discernment, that you may even now choose the wise course, and without delay place the youth under your care where their character building will be of the right order for time and for eternity. Again, I urge that greater attention be given to the saving of the soul for which Christ has paid the ransom in his own life. The value of one human soul is more than the value of the whole world. I am deeply in earnest, for it is so difficult to arouse the moral sensibilities to discern spiritual things. I feel deeply in reference to the church in Cape Town. I have begun to write on the subject, but cannot finish what I have to write. I will send one article by this mail, and I hope to be able to send another in the next mail that goes. Oh, how our worldly inclinations stand in the way of spiritual growth! The influence of the earthly clouds the view of the heavenly. Brother Lindsay, press to the mark of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. The love of earthly things has, to a certain degree, injured your religious experience. Arouse. Close the windows more firmly earthward and open your windows heavenward. We are nearing the end of this earth's history. We need now a preparedness for the future immortal life. Now is the time when all foolish, cheap conversation should be discontinued, when the mind and heart should meditate upon divine things. The most profitable education we can obtain is to learn the language of heaven. Learn to praise God with heart and soul and voice. In the church, there is need of pride being killed. Those who believe should love one another. We need the wisdom of Christ and the simplicity of a little child. The heart should be opened to the working of the Holy Spirit. We need much more faith and much less talk about discouragement. The Lord would have His people walk closely with Him, that they may always abound in the work of God. If the members of the church in Africa will seek the Lord in faith, they will obtain a rich experience in the things of God. Every member will be a living, precious stone, emitting light for others.
May the Lord give you wisdom and grace and peace and love and solid union in the church, is my most earnest desire. May the Lord increase your courage and your faith and make you strong in His strength. Then you will talk faith and praise the Lord.